Don't question why you delay in his services and you come late. Things of God all along, we took long to do them.
So you
read the Bible, you begin to change your time. You put a specific time, you will be praying, and you break change it. This time I've been gatherings. And you don't do it in that time. But when you reach to ask him, I'm not well. He's there. You want him to do it in your time. You want things God to do for you in time. You things to do for God, you don't do them in his time. You think of that. One coming, reaching, let tell them.
You want God to do things for you
in time, but if things you don't do them in time. Give them a word of wisdom to encourage them, come early.
And
God too will be early to them and in your needs.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We are
moving on with the call of the nation Uganda. And we are on the same signs. The fourth phase of the call of the nation Uganda. The same signs which you are shown, which will prevail in fulfilling Uganda's call, and they are the ones which will prevail
in
the coming back of Jesus. These signs are revealed in the seven ways, and we are on the seventh way.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In which we see the angels.
Uganda,
the pearl of Africa. And it's to work with six groups of angels. To prepare angel of the seventh group. Angel of the seventh trumpet. The trumpet of the end. That of the coming of Jesus.
So,
now, in the seventh way,
this
is where we understood we are meant to reveal the mystery of God. The word of God.
Before
angel of the seventh trumpet sounds his trumpet.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we put the three phases of revealing the mystery of God, the word of God, of
our
Lord Jesus Christ.
We
go to the part A. It moves on to show us the word of God being revealed. He who became the Son of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
You
still look much on the part A. When we shall move to part B, the mystery of God, the word of God, we shall reveal him as the one making fullness of heavens and earth.
Then the part C,
we shall have the word of God, still the Lord Jesus, and is revealed as the image of the invisible God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
while we are still in the part A, and the mystery of God, the word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and is revealed as the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He who became the Son. We began seeing how we began with the Father together with the Holy Spirit. Right now we are in the other moment.
And
we reveal the Father is the master planner, and the word of God,
master designer,
may the
creator.
God be the master creator of the architecture,
the
master creator, and in designing, and the Holy Spirit, we saw him as the master implementer.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We finished the Father
to
see him as the master planner. The master planner.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. And we look much to the word of God, the Lord Jesus, as the master, creator, and the architecture.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. After we shall see the Holy Spirit, the master implementer.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so
much.
Now, as we reveal the mystery of God, this day we want to see the word of God, the Lord Jesus, the master creator and the master architecture. Praise Jesus so much.
According
how we read in the Genesis chapter 1, Genesis 1:26, 27, he speaks this. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26.
Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenge eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu, n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi. Katonda n'atonda omuntu mu ngeri ye.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
But what noted the
when you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Father brings the plan. Bible shows that God spoke, let's make man in our image and likeness. But remember, we came understanding that our Father began with His word and together with the Holy Spirit. And these are the ones He spoke with and said, let's make man in our image and likeness. Praise Jesus so much. After He had spoken, when you look to verse 27, Genesis 1:27, it shows there is another who did that and
yes,
created it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Here
is where we see the word being spoken of beginning to create. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27,
Katonda n'atonda omuntu mu ngeri ya Katonda mwe yamutondera, omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When you look
verse 26, Father, God the Father brings the plan. But verse 27, it brings the word designing or creating.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
That's why you have 27 saying,
Katonda n'atonda,
and God created
omukazi n'omusajja
woman in His image and likeness. But what you have to know,
Katonda atonda,
that the God creating in the verse 27 is the word of God,
Mwana wa Katonda,
the Son of God.
He created
the plan and He put it in place. It was
seen. But
it's physical that it's been done.
For
you, it wasn't done there.
The implementer
who is sent to put them in place. I want you to see the things in this way. The Father brings the plan.
This
word, the Lord Jesus, drafted that plan.
He's put it
and it's appearing in this one.
But
it's not manifested it before people's eyes or before creations. Why is it like that?
He
said God created
man
in His image and likeness. But what surprises
most,
when He sent the one to implement,
see
him in the chapter 2 verse 6 and the verse 7,
he
implements it. Let's read and we hear. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 6.
Naye olufu ne luli nnyo okuva mu nsi, ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Olunyo olw'omusanvu, Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kati bw'oba otusoma Bible yeno,
when you read this Bible,
In this
moment, as we see the word of God, the Lord Jesus, the Master Creator, and the one who architects the plan of the Father, praise Jesus. When we read Genesis 1:26, it showed the Father bringing the plan.
Saying,
let's make man in our image and likeness. Praise Jesus. Genesis 1:26. It says that and God created man and woman in likeness and image.
And
here we saw the word drafting that plan of the Father. You know, you see, many times when you make building plans, you can make it into a computer. Release it on the paper, but it's not yet put in place. Now the word of God, if you read Genesis 1:27, shows he made, drafted the plan of the Father and showed it to him. And he showed him, you want the man and woman like this?
But he did
put them physical that have been established. But Bible says that God created man and woman
in
image and likeness. Now we moved on to see Genesis 2, verse 6 and 7.
And
is making it now. First
then
a man made them once.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You are
clapping to God. Is it mine?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you read this Bible, if you don't understand, you can get confused. God created already. And here I see he is creating. What is this?
That
point confuses and people never understand it. For now, when you read verse 27, Genesis chapter 1, let's repeat it. Genesis chapter 1, verse
27.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Marayo.
Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
Now this verse shows God created man in his image. Man and woman he created. Here he shows they are finished.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Remember, this was a designer. According to designing, is the creator.
But
what the Holy Spirit implemented this one has already created it in the form of designing it.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. As we read Genesis 2, verse 6 and 7, and he said, now he's creating the man. This implementer goes on the plan already drafted, and he said, let me first create the man. Let's read and we hear Genesis 2 verse 6.
Mukama Katonda nabumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi namufuwamu mu nyindo omuko ogw'obulamu omuntu n'afuuka omuko omulamu.
Kati ate wano
now here
amubumba
they mold him
atuyinza okugamba naye lubereberye esula esooka onyola
birimuomusanvu God had created man and woman, he finished them.
Ate kati ate lubereberye ebbiri
now Genesis 2
onyola omukaaga n'olwomusanvu
6 and 7
ate kati abumbye omuntu
now he's formed man
kati ate asooso
and now he's thus formed one now.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Did
understand of the mystery of
God,
the word of God, the Lord Jesus, whom we first saw began with the Father, together with the Holy Spirit. Now on this time,
we are
in an aspect seeing him, and they work with the Father. And the Father is the master planner.
Chigambo cha katonda mukama wafe Yesu.
The word of the Lord Jesus.
Yenga master creator.
Master creator.
Mukuru mukutonda no kudesigninga
chintu chibelewo. Master creator and the drug designing the
thing. Ate yo moyo mutukufu.
But the Holy Spirit
na mukuru mukuteka munkola.
Is the master implementer.
Ateka munkola nga designer wa designing.
Meant just as the designer has designed.
Kagati ye wano murubelebele sule yokubiri.
Now in the Genesis 2.
Olunyi uno ro mukaga no ro musa.
Verses 6 and 7.
Akulaga sose ko musaje.
He shows his first formed the man.
Akati kitafu yavayo na ngane kakati wadotonze ko yes.
Now the father came say though you created one.
Na yera kankubulira kusinya ku plan ichigambo jina mugambi.
Let me tell you according the plan I told the word.
Chigambo namugambi.
I told
ko omuntu mchifana cha fira mungeria.
Make man in our image and likeness.
Chigambo na designing out design biri.
And the word drafted two designs.
Ah. Simanyo bo bitige.
I don't know we understand it.
Look
at this. Genesis 1:26
Father
said, man our image and likeness.
Genesis 1:27
He designed, drafted the man and the woman.
And he said,
release this one or the other. You know, you put options for them when you design. Sure.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Maybe it's
like a woman. Me have met two.
Designing
you want. And made the man and the woman. You want them like this?
Implementer
came released first one. When his father looked in the design of the
world,
he told the Holy Spirit it's not good for man to be alone. According to the design, they are made to be two.
Wanji.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I thank the Holy Spirit for revelation like that. But I'm asking on this issue. The design the Lord Jesus showed the Father, which he had drafted. Was there a difference on the two people he showed with him?
He showed another's
body was a bit weaker, not like this one with mature bodies.
He said,
they're all in my image. He put another a bit macho, another was fair, and a bit weak vesseled.
That's the word.
For this creation we start in second heaven.
Only designer to
the designer.
The word of
God is the master designer. And is the master creator. I told you
the master implementer.
When they told the master implementer, put the man in
plan
according to God's plan, and the one who designed it, the Lord Jesus, and he made one.
Father
looked at the design of the word and he said, you see, it's not good. Let's read Genesis 2:18.
Genesis 2:18.
This is the father who brings these plans. And he said, in the design, according to the design of the word, the Lord Jesus, I showed the people we are two.
It's not good, the one you've created, to be
alone.
Now, what the word did, he said, okay. Maybe there are others you need to exist. If it's not good for man to be alone, let me design you the others how they can be. Let's move on. Genesis 2:18.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeeranga yekka. N'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira. Olunyolo 19. Mukama Katonda n'akola n'ettaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko na buli ekibuuka waggulu n'abiyeetera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita. N'omuntu buli lye yayita ekitonde kyonna ekiramu eryo lye linnya.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And the word of God designed animals, insects, and the birds. Those who can understand them in the chapter 1. How we made those designings.
And
said, let there be animals, insects, and the birds.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. After the Holy Spirit had implemented them. Till the Father brought a plan and said, man has not seen a suitable helper. For me, I said I will make him a suitable helper.
Bible
shows. After that, he said, let him cause Adam to get a rib from him.
Make
out the weak vessel they showed him, the man and the woman. What did you understand like this? Many times when you read the book of Genesis, because we don't know the mystery of the word of God, how it is, or the mystery of God, the word of God, we fail to understand there's another who made the plan, who is called God the Father. There's not another who designed those plans. He who created them. Created the plans as they are spoken. How can it be?
And
is another who implemented the Holy Spirit.
And
implemented and you see, saw it living.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's where we got so much confused. But when we briefly get back to explain the Master Creator, our Lord speaks like this. In the John chapter 1, verses 14. John chapter 1, verse 14.
Kigambo n'ayambala omubiri n'abeerako gye tuli ne tulaba ekitiibwa kye ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka kitaffe ng'ajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kigambo,
the word
gwetumanyi nga leero ye Mukama waffe,
whom we know today as the Lord Jesus,
kubanga oyo eyayambala omubiri,
he is the one who clothed the flesh,
n'alabikako gye tuli,
and he appeared to us,
natumulaba mu kitiibwa ekyoyo omu,
saw him in the glory of the one
eyazaalibwa.
Be begotten of the Father, filled of grace and truth. What I want to move to tell you,
is
that the one who clothed flesh and appeared to us,
is
master architecture and designer of all things in heavens and earth. Whether what form of insects or animals, people of what colors, angels, the stars, one created them in the form of designing them. And when we believe Jesus,
we believe
him as the master creator and the master architecture. He created the plan of the Father, and the Father just spoke it. I want this and that. Let them create heaven here. Let there be stars in it.
And he will
design how that thing is to be. The word of
Mukama
God,
Afu, yes.
The Lord Jesus.
Mukama.
And we call him Lord
Awadalikubusa,
without any compromise.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Speaks in the John chapter 1,
Orunyiri.
Verses 9 unto 12. He speaks like this.
Yokane Sule Soka, Orunyiri Orunyiri Orunyiri. Yokane sura esoka n'olu nyiri olw'omwenda.
John chapter 1 verses 9.
Waliwo musana ogw'amazima ogwakira buli muntu nga gujja mu nsi. Olunyo lwe 10 yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Oyo ye musana ogujjanga gwaka mu nsi, kigambo kya Katonda.
Coming to shine the world the word of God.
Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Yali mu nsi.
He was the world.
N'ensi kanyini yagikola.
The world he created it. People ask
now,
how did he create it?
Even
God,
God
the Father too is the creator. But how does the Father create?
The
Father
picks
something is going to be how he plans it.
Now,
the word of God, the Lord Jesus,
he
designs what the Father has spoken. Now you see that word. Find the Holy Spirit, the God who created.
No,
it confuses me. Who created of the three?
Is
the same person, the three.
He
part himself in three to be three.
But
who created among these ones?
This
time confused who made and created where?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
shows the word who came in the flesh. He was in the world and created it. Many can ask, how did he create it? He designed the plan as the Father brought it. When the Father said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
But
the one created, he created the plan of that. Down you will see the Holy Spirit put in place the heavens and the earth. Praise Jesus so much. Let's repeat this verse. John. John chapter 1 verses 9.
Waliwo omusana ogw'amazima ogwakira buli muntu nga gujja mu nsi. Olunyo lwe 10 yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe era ensi teyamutegeera. Olwe 11 yajja mu matwale ge naye abaali mu matwale ge tebaamukkiriza. Olwe 12 naye bonna abaamukkiriza yabawa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
He
was on the world.
He brought
one who designed the plan of the world. How terrible is that to appear? How is it going to appear?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Let me pull this image we see.
Yes, he was. Eno yensi je yalimu.
That is the planet Earth he was into.
Yekajiteka plan zinozo nazo.
All these plans. He designed them.
Yesi yaziteka waziri.
Was it the one to put them where they are?
Moyo mtu kubi yaziteka
waziri. The Holy Spirit who put them where they are.
Ngajja mu plan ya chigambo, designing ya chigambo.
Design of the word.
Okuva ku plan kitafu jali yayogera.
Right from the plan the Father spoke.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. And
they
say he was in the world. And the world was created by him. Those in the world never recognized him. Why did they not recognize
him?
For he is the mystery of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He was in the world. The world never recognized him. Because he is the mystery of God. To understand the word,
you
must go back and understand how it began with the Father.
And
when it reached creation, did which part that you get to recognize and understand him? And you never understood him.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so much. That's why we tell people believe Jesus. And they say that's the prophet. Just as the Muslims you speak. This is not just a mere prophet.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. If he's the prophet, you can't rank him among
Kubanga
prophets.
But
the Father just spoke, I want
heaven
and earth to be. He designed them. He is more than prophets.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus so much.
Njagala otudire muko nyoro lwe 10. Yokane sura isoka n'olunyiryo lwe 10.
John chapter 1 verses 10.
Yali munsi ensi yakolewa kububwe era ensi teyamutegeera.
Yari munsi.
He was in the world. The world was created by him. But the world never recognized him. The only way you can understand him, and the world was created by him,
you
understand him at that point. That's why the point
he
was in the world and it was created by him. How can you understand him? When you understand how he created heavens and earth and their fullness, now you have begun to understand him.
And
he was in the world, moved it. Listen verse 11, what it says. John chapter 1 verses 11.
Yajja matwalege naye abali matwalege tebamukiriza.
Yajja matwalege
came in his own territory.
Abasinga balowooza nabbi.
Most people believe he's just a
matwalege.
Prophet.
These are his titles.
All the land titles he holds them. The land titles of heaven and earth.
Who is the one who designed
the plans which are on the land title. And they ask you, who is the real landlord?
He's
the one who can bring land titles of heavens and earth, for he designed the entire plans.
He designed
all plans of heavens and earth and their fullness. And he can bring you a land title, you get surprised. I have a sample of that land title. Those who have ever seen of the agenda. The photocopy of that land title.
Agenda is one agenda.
I can't even bring this agenda, start it now. It will come in the seventh year.
So
it shows the one who owns all the land titles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When you
understand much the Lord Jesus, the word of God,
you
hear them speak of him and you say they are on their own things.
They
speak of him but not in knowing him and in understanding him.
He is
the real landlord.
He
who owns the Lord of Lords. Don't you claim you have land titles? He can even ask you the land title you have. In the portion of the world, where are you located? And he asks you, like in Job
38,
where were you when I put in place the heavens and the earth? And it was wrapped on what? Tell and show me its pillars. And you cannot. And he brings all the proof. He owns.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible,
when it explains the word of God, you closed flesh and we saw him as the Son. In Hebrews chapter 1, he speaks this on the Son.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse
3.
Oyo wali okumasa amasa okwekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi ky'eddala bwali era bw'asitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe, bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi n'atuula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu. Olinnya olw'okuna, ng'asinga obulungi bamalayika bw'ati nga bwe yasikira erinnya erirabika eribakira bo.
Katuddeyo ku nnyolo okubiri.
Bebulaniya esula esooka n'olunnyo olw'okubiri.
Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 2.
Mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogerera naffe mu mwana gwe yassaawo okuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonze ebintu byonna.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kitaffe mu kunnyonnyola,
the Father in explaining,
kugamba omwoyo mutukuvu yali atunnyonnyola,
the Holy Spirit explained to us.
Mu Bebulaniya esula esooka n'olunnyo
olw'okubiri. In Hebrews 1:2.
N'agamba omwana ono,
he says this son,
kugamba
is the heir of all things. The Son, by him the Father created all things. Means after the Father brought the plan, spoke it, he said, I've created, my deal is done. Now design them, you the word that they appear how. That's why the Bible says, by the Son, God created things all in heavens and earth. When he brought plans, he put them there. And the word drafted how they are to be.
But what
us make man in our image and likeness. But how can they be? And the word designed them, the Lord Jesus, they have to be like this.
And
God saw all things, we are good. Told the Holy Spirit, since they are proven good, you put them, implement them. That's why Bible says he sends his spirit and they are created.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't you have understood that? You know, some people say the gospel of new generation is for mature people. Now you, when will you mature? If you want to mature, begin to try yourself in the shoe of your father or mother. When they go away, see you sit in their seats.
And
will mature in the gospel, they trace themselves in the great words. If you say you're young, you begin to mature today. As you hear great words, we preach them right from a baby. In the spirit, we have to mature.
Mature
with understanding and revelation.
I haven't
written the Bible that is the gospel of the young and this is for the mature. Maybe those who claim to be young,
and say,
give them milk of the words.
But
those wanting to mature every day, they shift from milk as they grow. No gospel here, they marked that is for the young and another is for the old.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So Omwana guyakorachi.
Yes, by the Son, the Father created all things.
Abebrania esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2.
Munaku zino ezoluvanyuma yayogerera naffe mu mwana gwe yasawo okuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonze ebintu byonna.
Omwana gwe yatonze ebintu ki?
Through the Son, God created all things.
Kigambo ye bwaba atunyonyola agamba.
When the word explains to us, it says,
ndiye yaliwo wali awali kitefu.
He was there where the Father was and as he planned all things.
Ayage na maso no ku design nga buli kyayogerako.
Moved on to design whatever the Father spoke of.
And he shows
what spoken is it meant to appear like this? And the Father says it's like that.
Now
send the Spirit to be created. And the Word will speak with the Holy Spirit. Moved on to put them in place. Remember, there was no angel to be sent in that work.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now think of that word. This is speaks in the John chapter 1. From verses 1 to 3. And it speaks like this. John chapter 1 from verse 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali katonda. Kigambo naba katonda. Olinyo lw'okubiri. Oyaliwo kulubereberye awali katonda. Olwokusatu, ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo era awataali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'osoma Yokaana esula n'esooka onyolosooka pa kulwokusatu.
When you read John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3.
Tulaga nti kigambo kya Katonda.
It shows the word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Yali wali awali katonda.
He was there where the God is. He was in the beginning with God.
Because
all things were created by him. And without him, nothing else was created. You think like this. I have brought a plan. I tell you, let's build.
No one is designing. What are we to build then? How is it to appear? Now the one to build is going to build what? Think over that word, that without him, nothing was created. When you bring a plan and you speak it, you leave it like that, what is going to be done and what has been done? Nothing. Till they have drafted it down and they say the work has begun. And they want the house like this, but they want to implement. They do it after seeing the word. What has he designed? That's why he said, without him nothing was created.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If he
was not there,
design
things as the Father brought them, the Holy Spirit would have created nothing.
It's
language in the Bible, but God's power is
there
to make us understand his
word,
as he promised in Proverbs chapter 1 verse
23,
that accept my rebuke, I will pour my spirit on you, he will grow you to understand my words. You can't understand.
Oh,
when you read John 1:3, without him nothing was created.
Created,
if he's not there, they can't create it. It's a language.
It's
language of the kingdom. The kingdom of God. But we thank God
for
calling us as a nation Uganda. And
calling
us as friends and friends of Uganda.
In
all loving God all over the world.
To
be God's final work on the planet Earth.
It
involves revealing the mystery of God. The word of God. The Lord Jesus.
Right.
Now we reveal him as the master creator and the master designer. After seeing the Father as the master planner.
We
see the Holy Spirit, the master creator. The master implementer.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If you read
John 1:3, let's repeat it.
Yokana isule soka nolunyiryo lokusatu.
John 1:3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Though
he was with the Father, and the Father brought the plan,
he
designed down the plan. The one to create was to implement nothing. That's why he said, without him, nothing was created. Even though it was created,
he had to
see how is it going to be. That it will be created, implemented. He sent the Spirit and they are created. But he was creating what?
If this one draft
down the plan of the Father, the Holy Spirit would have done nothing. That is the language. Without him, nothing was created. Most people say even what created nothing. All are in the plans of him. Plans of the word of the Lord Jesus. When
he
speaks with us, Proverbs
8.
Proverbs were written by King Solomon. But he's not the one who spoke through them. The one who spoke this is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's read Proverbs 8. Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 22.
Mukama yali nange ekubo lye lyasokera.
Yes, we have
seen. Praise Jesus.
Yokane mwemwe gamba.
John 1:1 says,
"Rubereberi waliwo chigamba."
The beginning was the word. And the word was with God.
Wabula tunyonyula mungeresuli omunano nyulabi mbiri agamba.
Proverbs 8:22 says,
"Mukama yali nange."
God was with me.
Ekubo lye lyasokera.
Where his way
began.
Who is that speaking then?
Ye chigambo kenyini yali wali.
The word himself who was there.
That's why he's begun to tell us. Be where the way of God began. For we call him the way, the truth, and the life. Where God's way began, I was right there. We began together. Proverbs 22.
Mukama yali nange ekkubo lye we lyasookera. Okusooka emirimu gye egyedda. Olwabiri mu ssatu. Nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe. Okuva ku lubereberye. Ensi nga tennabaawo.
Owulidde bulungi kyayogedde.
You heard what he says.
Ono kigambo kya Katonda.
This is the word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Eddoboozi yaliisa Mukama Kasolo.
First voice through King Solomon.
Ngero sula ya munana.
Proverbs 8.
Onyirwabiri mbiri abiri musa.
Verse 22-23.
Kama ndi Mukama yali nange kuli we lyasooka.
God was be where his way began.
Kusooka emirimu gye yagyedda.
Before his works of old.
Egyedda eri ku lubereberye.
Olden works in the beginning.
Katonda yakola mirimu ki naye era Katonda.
God did which works it is God.
He
said, let's create man. How is this person? It's a big work to think.
If
you think it's not a big work, you think for me an aeroplane, which is going to be like a dove. Think of it, give us a plan of it. You can even explode in that your brain for thinking the impossible. Think of a God who said, I want there to be heaven and earth. That's a big work. Even some of us, which hinders us to move on, we have wrong plans. But to think a perfected plan, it's a very great work.
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the word has told us, he was right where the Father is, right from the beginning. Proverbs
24.
Who knows this depth where it is? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Before this depth was, he was there. Let's read of that depth. Genesis 1, verse 1.
Oluberebere Katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi. Olunyo olwokubiri. Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gumamira kungulu ku mazzi.
Obuziba obwo obulaba.
Have you seen the depth?
Omwoyo wali awawe.
Where the spirit is.
N'ekigambo we yali.
Even the word was there.
N'ekitaffe we yali.
Even the Father was there.
Oluberebere waggulu w'eggulu.
At the beginning above the heavens.
Ng'obuziba obwo tebunaba kubaawo yali yazaalibwa
dda. Before the depth was, he had already been born.
Ng'alabisiddwa okuva mu kitaffe.
He had appeared from the Father.
Who
want to celebrate the birth of Christ? It is happening when? Now you see, maybe that birth of earth, if you speak of his age and when he was, you have to get back to the beginning before heavens and earth existed. He was there. That's why one day he told the Jews in the John chapter
8,
before Abraham was, I was there. And they thought for stones to beat him. The one they spoke with, they never knew him. They told him, you're not yet 50 years. And you claim you saw Abraham? That's one of what proves what they spoke with, they never realized him.
And
our brethren is the Israelites.
In
time as we pass through the call of Uganda, to tell them the one who came on the world who he
was,
that they may believe him. They may say the God of Israel, yet they don't know him. You
can't,
God many years, yet you don't know him. But the God of Israel is Jesus himself.
We
speak of the Israel of the flesh.
Proverbs 8:24. Yenga tanna tonda nsi ne wankubadde nimiro ne wankubadde fufu yensi eyasoka
kakati ekigamba aga.
Now the word says
ye makama afi Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
ndi kitaffe nga tanna tonda nsi,
that before the Father created the world
ne wankubadde nimiro olusuku Eden,
built the Garden of Eden,
bosoma mu lubereberi sura yokubi,
that written in the Genesis 2
ne wankubadde fufu eyasoka bwe number 1
first dust. He was there.
But this,
the Father too is the creator. The Father creating was the master planner. Let's create heavens and earth. And still is God.
Our
Lord Jesus too testifies of that. And before he created the earth and the garden,
Eden,
the Garden of Eden,
number 1,
even the first dust, I was there. Proverbs 8:27.
Boyakurunga amasogo buziba. Olabiri momunana. Bwe yanyweze guru wa guru insula ezenyanja bwe zafuka insula ezenyanja bwe zafuka ezamanyi 29 bwe yawe nyanja ensalo yayo amazi galemengo kusobya ekiragiro kye bwe yalamba emisingi jensi
akati ebintu bino byonna.
Now all these things,
those
which created in heavens and earth, the Father just spoke them. Let the streams pass it out. And the word will design and draft their course. Like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Proverbs 8:30.
Kale nze nga ndi awo jali ng'omukoza. Era bulijjo yansanyukiranga.
Ye yaliwo ngani?
He was there.
Nga omukozi.
As the workman. Master workman.
Kafurumu kutonda.
The master creator.
Ya kusaba lunyo tulusome mu luzungu.
I request to read that verse in English.
Usomere.
Proverbs 8:30.
Ngero munana esu olunyiri lwasatu.
Then I was by him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ye chigambo cha Katonda agamba.
In the word of God says,
nti bino byonna kitaffe yalinga aleta plan yabyo.
Those when the Father brought he their plan.
Ono yali master architecture mukuru mukutonda.
Jesus was the master architecture, the master creator. He was there. The plans the Father brought, the word designed them. Like a workman. What have you said? We do it like this and that. He drafted it down. He was serious
in
drafting it.
At the speed,
very high speed. That's why he speaks of his word being active and a worker.
Speed
quick at a very high speed.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus.
And said,
I was laid there as a master workman daily. God the Father brings the plan and the word drafts it immediately.
That will
be the master creator.
In
the time you read Hebrews, Hebrews 4:12,
and they the word of God,
you have to go think deep about it. Let's read Hebrews. Hebrews 4:12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu.
Kiramu.
It's living.
Ye kigambo kenyini mukama
afi Yesu. He is the word Jesus himself.
Debrani yesule yokuna olunyirwa 2 mu 2.
Hebrews 4:12.
Debrani yesule yokuna olunyirwa 12. Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi.
Era kiki?
It's a worker.
Omotege devulu.
Have you understood him well?
Omanyi bwasoma
eyo. You know when you read Hebrews you may leave it hanging.
Yes, you have as well.
Praise Jesus.
Hebrews
4:12 when you read it.
And you don't forget
Proverbs 8:13.
You don't
understand the speak of the word to be active and working to what extent. Let's repeat that verse.
Hebrews 4:12. Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi. Era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna eky'obwogi obubiri. Era kiyitamu n'okwawula ne kyawula obulamu n'omwoyo.
Kagadi uliriza.
Now listen.
Okumanya kigambo kya Katonda omukama waffe Yesu.
The word of the Lord Jesus.
Mukozi nnyo nnyo.
A great worker.
Iye asobola ng'okwawula bagamba nti tonda
omuntu. He was able to separate when they say let's create man.
Agamba yeetaagamu omwoyo.
He said he needs a spirit
n'omubiri nga
kwe guli. Body upon him.
Bebulaniya esule yokuna olunyirwa 12.
Hebrews 4:12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi. Era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna eky'obwogi obubiri. Era kiyitamu n'okwawula ne kyawula obulamu n'omwoyo. Ennyingo n'obusomyo. Era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumiitiriza okw'omutima.
Otegedde lwaki yali asobola okuba pulani za kitaffe?
Understand why he was able to draft plans of the Father.
Yayitangamu n'ayingira na mu birowoozo bya
kitaffe. Entered in the thoughts of the Father.
Wagamba tukola omuntu kifaananyi
kyaffe. When he still a big man now.
Ngatuna mu birowoozo bya kitaffe.
Read the thoughts of the Father.
N'alaba bw'ayinza okubanga ajagala.
And this is how he would want it.
Katonda ngaga ne kitaffe ono afumiitiriza
ki? Bw'aba
ayogedde tukole omuntu kifaananyi kyaffe ne mu ngeri
yaffe. Kiki kyafumiitiriza?
Naki kyalowooza?
What is he thinking?
N'akiyingiramu.
N'abikubaano
n'abifulumya.
Kitaffe
kyava ayogera
byonna
n'alaba nga birungi
ebikoleddwa.
N'abisiima busiimi. N'amusanyukira. N'agamba oyo ye mwana wange. Gwensanyukiramu. Mumuwulirizenga.
You listen to him.
When he said
the word of God,
Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
mulamu,
that is living,
atenga mukozi,
and is a worker,
chitala cha boji
mubiri, double-edged sword.
Gubaulira nti baulemwe amazi
ya the separate water.
He
did that.
So ka designing
and he designed it.
Ngana ya tumula mbirozo bya Katonda. Nga ya ule mbirozo no kufumiitiriza.
The thoughts and the attitudes.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Naye olowooza ki ku Yesu kati?
What do you think of Jesus now?
Oli ku lwazi lwennyini
walonda bulungi. You are the real rock you chose well.
Gwe yamukkiriza walonda bulungi
nnyo. You believe you chose well.
Naye kino kiyitirivu.
But this is amazing and extreme.
Sebo ki okutunula mu birowoozo.
To look at the thoughts.
Nonga
okusina bwa lowoozo. How he has thought of this.
He
is speaking of this and that.
And perhaps
it's like he would drop it.
And the father
saw all is good.
He
blessed them.
Now you
understand the depth of what Jesus is. What surprises most? The Father planned the things. He said, I want others to be invisible. When he said, create heaven and earth,
Christ looked
and said, they are those made to be invisible according to what you think. That's why you cannot separate them.
Despise
the Father.
Those who
refuse to believe Jesus is on a great problem.
Reject
the Son, you have rejected the Father.
What can think
like how his Son thinks for him?
Is what
touches what he feels.
The one who
can be next is the
Holy Spirit.
He sends him to implementation.
He connected
the thoughts of the two.
That's why
they say you can blaspheme
Jesus,
but on the master implementer.
Look
what the Father is pleased. Is that? That's why
it's
the Spirit of the Father and of Christ. I
want you
to think of who you believed in Jesus. And to know that you chose out well. Let's listen to Colossians chapter
1.
Colossians 1 from
verse 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe yatusanyiza ffe omugabo ogw'obusika ogw'obutuukirivu nti omugabo ogw'obusika ogw'abatukuvu mu musana olw'ekkumi n'esatu eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka obw'omwana we omwagalwa kumi na nnya mwetubeerera n'okununulwa kwe kusonyiyibwa kw'ebibi byaffe olw'ekkumi n'ettaano oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna kumi na mukaaga kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi ebirabika n'ebitalabika
oliriza ye bwe yatunulira mu kitaffe
when he looked in the father's thoughts
kiki plan kizaali
what plans he has
agamba alimu byayagala birabikenge byatebira
there are things he wants to be visible and others invisible
na designing
and he designed them
some
of those is the wind which blows the earth. Don't you hear it? Who's ever seen it? But they are enjoying the breath of God.
He's
the one who made the plan. Do you know him? You of the phone network, you if not even give the
tithe.
But you are on God's air time and you're familiarizing him.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati David is Yesu loza kichi. Yesu nabi.
Jesus, is he a prophet?
Oba Katonda.
Or is God?
Oroza mwana wa Maria.
You think he's the son of Mary?
Yali wonga ni Maria tanaba.
He was there before Mary too was there.
Ade Maria.
And Mary
is
one of the plans of his he made.
Now, brethren,
those religions that Mary, mother of God, you are very wrong. You get angered, but I've told it to you. At the end of it all, you will discover it when you are in hell crying.
Bible
speaks of you that when you knew God and you didn't glorify him as God,
then
God, a creation, you worshipped it.
That's
Romans chapter 1.
Some
of them knew indeed that Jesus is not the son of Mary.
And
they got a creation called Jezebel. Closed the image of Mary, it got worshipped in the world. Yet Mary entered in heaven. She's no more a woman, she's like the angels. But for ignorance, this mystery of God, the word of God, all those have happened on the world.
But that,
the work of the nation called, show those signs which we are shown,
we will fail
to fulfill the call on Uganda.
And
same mark to exist when the coming of Jesus is close. Angel of the trumpet of Christ is coming and the trumpet of the end spoken of in Revelation 10:7.
He
will not sound that trumpet till the mystery of God has been revealed. See how we are given that opportunity,
and
indeed they begin right from us. We are knowing every secret of God.
The
mystery of God and the secrets in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
finish Colossians chapter 1.
Bakolosaye sura esoka olunyo lwe 16.
Colossians 1:16.
Kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa muggulu ne kunsi ebirabika nebitalabika obanga ntebeza bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne kululwe.
Ebintu byonna,
all things,
ebirabika nebitalabika,
the visible and invisibles,
ouli akulusuku lwa Katonda muggulu eri okusatu,
the garden of God in the third heaven. Like 2 Corinthians 12 shows us. You heard of the second heaven with four living creatures, where spirits of all creations in heaven and earth come from. You heard of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, which the first created heaven. You heard of the planet earth, which spawned the fourth heaven in the creation.
And
it has other nine planets, the sun and the moon and the stars. All those,
he is
the one who
designed
how and where they are to be.
How are they to be,
in which place, and how are they to appear? Involved in painting colors to them.
And
you to appear like that, though you complain of it,
but
designed and you're meant to be released like that.
For
some of you went out and the sun burnt you. And others bleach yourselves. Now, like Pastor Mutekanga,
he
goes in the machine, they bleach him. And he comes out like an onion. And he contends against God's plan.
Woe
to him who contends with his creator. And women,
when
it reaches, you contend with the creator.
I don't
want to be too much of black. Let them paint me of another color. Thank you for bringing this plan. But I request you. What we need through thanksgiving.
There
may be a plan and I have to be flat bombed like that. You have to first thank him.
You
ask another what you want,
which
is not going to harm his plans. For God made a plan maybe very short like this. You first thank him and you appreciate him for that
day.
Creating you like that, ask him for give you some height. Tell him what we need.
That's
Philippians 4:6.
So
you first thank him. I'm very small, tiny like this.
What
plan you made me be tiny like this?
Don't
complain. First thank,
then
ask him what you need.
There
is one woman. I'm not going to speak her
name.
I'm tired of this feet like an iron bar.
First
thank God for that. You have a leg. There is another without a leg.
Then
ask him to make your feet grow big as you want it. Is it not that? We shall see the master creator.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible yogera mu Zaburi ya 37.
When Bible speaks in the Psalms 33.
Yogera bwetu ku kigambo ntwagala kumufunza funza tukomawo.
This of the word we want to summarize him and end here.
Kubanga binje bimukwata ko ngo mukuru mu kudesigninga.
Things concerning the master architecture.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katandike no nyolisoka.
Let's begin from verse 1.
Zaburi esuri ya 33 n'olunyiri olusooka.
Psalms 33 from verses 1.
Musanyukire mukama mwabatuukirivu. Okutendereza kusanira abalina omwoyo ogw'amazima.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Musanyukire mukama fa abatuukirivu.
Rejoice to the Lord with the righteous.
Kubanga okutendereza kugwanira abalina omutima ogw'amazima.
For praising God is worthy of those with the rightful heart.
Eh, bwe tubuuka mutusoma onyoloko n'agamba bw'ati.
Keep read verse 4, he says this.
Zaburi ya 33 olunyiri olw'okuna.
Psalms 33 verses 4.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Mukama kigolokofu. N'omulimu gwe gwonna agukola mu bwesigwa.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Mugolokofu nnyo.
Right, yes, and rightful.
Mukukola emirimu gya Katonda
gyonna. Doing all works of God.
Era kyava ayitibwa omukulu mu Katonda.
And that's why he's called the master creator.
Zaburi ya 33 olunyiri olw'okutaano.
Psalms 33 verses 5.
Ayagala obutuukirivu n'amazima. Ensi ejjudde ekisa kya Mukama. Olunyiri olw'omukaaga. Mu kigambo kya Mukama eggulu lyakolebwa. N'eggye lyamu lyonna lyakolebwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kwegamba mu kigambo kya Katonda Mukama wa
Yesu. By the word of God the Lord Jesus.
Eggulu n'obujjuvu bwalyo bwonna.
Heavens and all its fullness.
Wamu n'ensi.
And the earth.
Byakolebwa.
They were created.
Era ebimu ku ebyo yakola mu nnyo olw'omusanvu.
And some of those he did in verse 7.
Agamba bw'ati.
He says this.
Zaburi ya 33 olunyo olw'omusanvu.
Psalm 33 verses 7.
Amazzi ag'omu nnyanja agakuŋŋaanya ng'entuumo. Atereka amadubi mu mawanika.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amanyi yakola design zo nubolaba mazzi gonna nga bwe gakuŋŋaanyizibwa.
It design though you see water alone how it was gathered.
Awali ensulo wonna yabikubanga n'abi designing
nga bigenda okubeera. Where dreams drafted and designed how they are to be.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Zaburi ya 33 olunyo olw'omunaana.
Psalms 33 verses 8.
Ensi zonna zitenga Mukama. Bonna abali mu nsi zonna bamukankanirenga. Olunyo olw'omwenda. Kubanga yayogera ne kikolebwa. Yalagira ne kinywera.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yayogera n'alagira bikolebwe.
Spoken, drafted, and commanded to be created.
Yabeeranga kigambo.
It was the word.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Era gwasoma mu lubereberye.
You who read in the Genesis.
Isule yesoka.
Genesis chapter 1.
Olunyo olw'okusatu n'okubira.
Verse 3 to down.
Ndi Katonda n'ayogera.
That God spoke.
Babeewo musana.
Let there be light.
Wawule ekizikiza.
Separate the darkness.
Yabanga kigambo kenyini okusinzira ku plan gye yali akubye.
This was the word himself according to the plan he had
drafted. Plan ya Katonda kitaffe.
From the plan of God the Father.
Era yadumiranga bitondebwewo.
The one commanded to be created.
Ye Mukama wafe kenyini
Yesu. The Lord Jesus himself.
Kubanga yali atunula mu plan nga bweri.
He looked in the planner with ease.
Nga bw'alagira omwoyo mutukuvu ekyo kiteeke wano.
And commanded the Spirit put that here.
Kubanga kitaffe yasiimye dda kibeere
bwe kityo. Father was pleased it to be like that. Most of us don't know who commanded those things. Read the Genesis, let's go there. Genesis 1:3. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu ne wabaawo obutangaavu. Olunyo olw'okuna. Katonda n'alaba ng'obutangaavu bulungi. Katonda n'ayawula wakati mu butangaavu n'ekizikiza.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati uliriza bwote.
Now listen like this.
Eyayogeranga.
The one who spoke.
Nti wabeewo kino.
Let there be this.
Yalinga kigambo kenyini Mukama wafe Yesu.
Himself the Lord Jesus.
Okusinira ku pulani ya kitaffe gye yali amaze okubanga drawing.
According to the plan of the Father he had drafted.
Era yayogamba ng'omwoyo mutukuvu gw'oba oyawula wano ne wano
kituteeka
eri kino
kiteeka. The Holy Spirit separated this and that and put it there and the other.
Gweddayoko mu ngeri mu Zaburi ya 33.
Let's get back to Psalm 33.
Onyolo omwenda n'olw'ekumi.
Verses 9 and 10.
Zaburi ya 33 n'olunyiri olw'omwenda.
Psalms 33 verses 9.
Kubanga yayogera ne kikolebwa. Yalagira ne kinywera. Olunyolo ekumi. Mukama ajjawo okuteesa kw'amawanga. Adibya ebirowoozo by'abantu. 11. Okuteesa kwa Mukama kunywerera ennaku zonna. n'ebirowoozo by'omutima gwe okutuusa emirembe gyonna.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Okunnyonnyola kulaga
explanation shows
kitaffe kye yateesa kyeyala kye yakulaninga
Father planned.
Ekyo kye yakola
it's what he did
ng'ayita mu kigambo kye
through his word
Mukama waffe
Yesu, the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Era nga bakugamba nti ye yali emabega w'amazzi amangi.
And they tell you he was the one behind the many waters.
Okusinziira mu Zaburi ya 29.
According to Psalms 29.
Zaburi esule ya 29 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Psalms 29 verse 3.
Eddoboozi lya Mukama liri ku mazzi. Katonda ow'ekitiibwa abatuka.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Emabega w'amazzi amangi ge tusoma mu lubereberye esula esooka.
Many waters we hear in Genesis 1.
Waliyo kigambo.
There was the word.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Era omwoyo mutukuvu ye yamaamira kuli ku mazzi.
And the Holy Spirit was hovering on the water.
N'atandika okumugamba kati kino kiteeke wano.
And he told him, put this here.
Amazzi gaawulemu ogateeke wano ne wali.
Let the water put it here and there.
Ye yali emabega w'okutonda kuno kwonna.
He was the one behind this creation.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufuna pulaani ya kitaffe.
After getting the plan of the Father.
Era n'agidesigninga bulungi nga bwe erina okubeera.
Did it well how it's meant to be.
Yatandika okubanga adumira omwoyo mutukuvu biteeka mu nkola.
He began to command the Holy Spirit to put them in place.
Zaburi ya 29 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Psalms 29 verse 3.
Eddoboozi lya Mukama liri ku mazzi. Katonda ow'ekitiibwa abatuka. Ye Mukama ku mazzi amangi. Olunyiriri olw'okuna. Eddoboozi lya Mukama lya amaanyi. Eddoboozi lya Mukama lijjudde ekitiibwa. Olw'okutaano. Eddoboozi lya Mukama limenya emivule. Weewaawo Mukama amenyaamenya emivule gya Lebanooni. Olw'omukaaga. Era agizinyisa ng'ennyana Lebanooni ne Siriyoni ng'ennyana y'embogo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ye yali emabega w'amazzi amangi.
He was behind the many waters.
N'ayogera wabeewo.
Spoke let there be.
Omusana.
The light.
Wawule ekizikiza.
Separate the darkness.
Naye ng'abyogera ekigambo
kino. Yet the one who spoke them is the word himself.
Nga ye Mukama ku mazzi amangi.
The Lord on the many waters.
Genesis,
when we read, we see only the Holy Spirit there. He too was behind the many waters. When you read Genesis chapter 1, let's end with that. Genesis 1 from verse
1.
Genesis 1:1.
Oluberebere Katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi. Olwokubiri. Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gumaamira kungulu ku mazzi. Olunyo olw'okusatu. Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu. Ne wabaawo obutangaavu.
Naye yali emabega waki?
He was behind the waters.
W'amazzi amangi.
Behind the many waters.
Waggulu w'eggulu.
Above the heavens.
Naye mu Zaburi eya 13.
The Psalms 104:30.
Yagamba nti yatuma omwoyo gwe.
He said he sends his spirit.
N'ebitondebwa.
And they are created.
So tujja kudda okulaba master implementer.
Shall come back see of the master implementer.
Omukuru mu kuteeka mu nkola.
The master implementer.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Otegeerenga ye yakola part ki.
And understand which part he did.
Bintu by'okutonda eggulu n'ensi.
In the things of creating heavens and earth.
N'obujjuvu bwabyo.
And their fullness.
Bwe tunaaba tukikomekereza.
After we wind that up.
Tujja kulaba ate ekyama kya Katonda.
We shall see again the mystery of God.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Ng'obujjuvu ng'akola obujjuvu bw'eggulu n'ensi.
That makes fullness of heavens and earth.
Ate tusembeyo nekiri eky'okumulaba nga kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika.
With seeing him as the image of the invisible God.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
May God bless you.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.